Good morning to you on this Monday morning on August the 6th, 2012. My name is Kevin Williams, and this is Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. And I am so honored and privileged to join you this morning as we approach the Lord, as we come before His throne this morning. May this be a time of nourishment for our spirits and a time to where we can minister back to the Lord through our worship. I want to start with 2 Timothy chapter 4 today. And these are the words of Paul. And just as a prerequisite or as a disclaimer, I'm going to butcher some of these names this morning. So the pronunciation, you can go look them up some other time. I probably am not pronouncing every name right here. But anyway, starting in verse 6 in 2 Timothy 4, the words of Paul. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. You know, in this letter, Paul gives the statement that all of us want to be able to say at the end of our lives. I fought the good fight and I finished the race. The reward for us is this, is the crown of righteousness for all who longed for his appearing. You know, in some translations it states, for those who love his appearing. And this is for those who are eagerly anticipating the Lord and his returning. It's for those whose affections are set upon him. You know, as we run our race, as we fight our battles, what an incredible comfort to know that he is our reward. Everything that we have longed for will one day culminate and be refined into this one thing, Jesus. Jesus. You know, as Paul continues in this passage, he gives us this another contrast, though. And that contrast is found in Demas. It is said of Demas that he deserted Paul because he loved the world. He traded the crown of righteousness for lesser things. His affections were upon fleeting things. You know, as I look around at the people that I've grown up with, I see many Demas. They're caught up in the American dream. They're caught up with the consumer mentality of life that hinders what God desperately wants to do in their lives. But at the same time, as I think about it, I am a Demas in many respects. My affections are divided on so many things. So the question for us today remains, where do our affections lie? Are we longing for him above the things of the world? Are we longing for him above the people that hold our affections? Can we even say that our affections for the trivial things in life pale in comparison to our zeal for our Lord? As we continue to run the race, may our affections be upon him, the bridegroom. May we express this every day and every hour, and may our lives point others to do the same. Lord Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. Lord, we want our hearts. Lord, we don't want our affections to be divided, Lord, but we want our affections, our attention, our focus, our love to be all for you today. Lord, may the trivial things in life, the things that don't matter in the light of eternity, Lord, may those be cast aside. Lord, show us this morning the areas of idolatry in our life, or the things that in our affections that come before you. Lord, may those things be cast down today for that which is far better. Lord, and just as Paul said that he has fought the good fight, he has finished the race, he's kept the faith. Lord, may that be said for us in every area of our life. Lord, let there be no stone unturned. Lord, let there be nothing hidden. Lord, may we be totally and completely yours for the using. Lord, may we be totally and completely yours for your glory and your namesake this morning. You are our God. You have no rival in our hearts. You alone will have our all today, Jesus.
Sing you alone, for you alone.
my all. You are my God. You have no rival. You're the captor of my soul. You are my God. Higher than all. You are my God. Higher than all. Yes, you are. You are my God. Higher than all. Yes, you are. Higher. Captor of my soul, oh, you have my heart today, Lord. Our hearts are yours. Yes, Lord. Lord, you have my heart. Lord, you have my heart. I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Lord, you have my heart. Lord, you have my heart. And I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice. Oh, and I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. And I will sing of love come. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus. Lord, you are our God. There is no rival in our hearts, Lord. May we be able to say that in truth. Lord, that our hearts are totally, completely devoted to you. Lord, but our flesh battles daily on this. Lord, but your spirit is stronger. Lord, your spirit is stronger. So, Lord, overtake us by your spirit today. Give us victory, Lord, over these things that divide our affections. Oh, Lord, we love you today. Lord, speak to our hearts. Lord, guide us as we go today. Lord, may we show your love, Jesus. Lord, may we show who you are to a lost and dying world. Jesus, we love you and we pray this in your awesome, holy name today. Amen. Amen.
In the Central Louisiana area, we would love for you to join us at 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday and 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoons for a time of worship and prayer. Our address is 2928 Shreveport Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. This has been a ministry of the Gathering Place Church. For more information on the church or this ministry, you can contact us at 318-640-0610. Or contact us via email at kevin@tgpchurch.org. Thanks for listening today, and may we seek to know the Lord more as we do life together.